Aye, listen, it's a tough pill to swallow for the boys, but that's, like, I think you've got to just say that that's sport. We came out the right end of it last week. It's been attritional every time we've played Monaghan this year. You look across the season, it's now 2-1s each. And as I say, today was, we came out the other end how Monaghan came out last week. There was no lack of effort, no lack of will or want. Even with the injuries we had, I thought we managed it really well. We got ourselves into a position with 5 minutes to go and win the game of rugby, and that's all you can really ask from the boys. A couple of wee bits of lacks of accuracy at crucial times and a few unlucky decisions, like probably a couple of tries that we feel that we had on an order day maybe a referee gives them, but you just got to accept it. I thought we managed the game for large periods pretty well, but probably undone us was a couple of key moments in the first half, and Monaghan took their opportunities. I thought their second try was excellent. The retain spotted the space really well, chipped through, and as I say, hats off. Monaghan have taken their opportunities today and they come out, and congratulations to them, and we've just got to wish them well. It was a tough pull for them to swallow last week, and it's one for our boys to swallow and learn from this week. So that's all we've got to do. It's been a really good season. We're together 10 months as a group, and I think for where we've come in the past 10 months to have come out, we kind of spoke about it last week, we had three trophies to fight for. We've come out of that fight with two trophies out of three, with our development team won in their league, with our first team won the Gordon West Cup for the first time in what, 11 odd years. So it's been a sharp, steep incline that the club has went on, along with the massive positives right the way through the youth structure and so many sides and numbers around the club. So I think overall we've got when the dust settles in a few days and a few weeks, I think the boys will be very proud of what they've achieved. Obviously it's sore and they hurt now, and everyone's looking for what ifs, but the reality is that's just sport. Sometimes you come out the right end of those fine margins, and today we were just a wee bit unlucky to come out. But as I say, Monaghan, hats off to them, well coached, on our good side of boys, and that's been the way this league's been all year, and that's the way it's going to be next year. With Derry coming down, there's obviously only one side going up, so best luck to Virginia and Monaghan in the final. But it's going to be a ding dong next year again with Lisburn coming down, with whoever's there between Monaghan and Virginia, Cavan. It's becoming a very, very tough league. I'm sure there'll be other clubs that reignite over the summer as well. So it's what's meant for you doesn't pass you. So we'll go again. We'll look forward to our tour now over to London next week, and visiting Saracens and Pinner. And as I say, we'll finish off with a real positive to the season and go from there again.